You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth. And Brenthurst Wealth has been voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager, well, in the top six anyway, over the last 7 years. Consistently good. With me from Brenthurst Wealth today in Pretoria is Maria Smit. Now, Maria, you sent me this very intriguing article, and it started to make me feel guilty about my potential holiday in December, because you say, make retirement your best trip ever. You go on to say, we're halfway through the year, so the big question is, what are your holiday plans for December? Now, that's a teaser, of course, isn't it, Maria? Because you're actually saying, no, retirement is the best holiday trip ever.
Yes, yeah, so I think I want to start off with, it sounds like such a jolly article, but the scary fact is, if you want to retire today, you have to take that income, let's assume it's R1 million a year.
Yeah.
And you have to time that by 20 to get the amount of money you need to retire comfortably. So the listeners can just do that calculation now to see how much they need for retirement, which is a scary thing. So it's so easy for us to plan a holiday, but the thing is, none of us are planning our retirement, which is actually the most important one to plan for. So I tried, instead of making it this scary big hill that you have to climb, I tried making it a bit more fun.
Yes, and you've certainly done that.
Retirement planning.
I think, yeah, you make it fun, but then there's, you know, it's like the iron fist in the velvet glove, if you like. You say that South Africa has a tragically low retirement savings record, with industry estimates showing that only 6% of us, can retire in the same comfort we used to while working. Now, is that ill discipline from a South African point of view? Is it an economic factor which is out of our control? Why are South Africans so bad at saving?
I think it's a bit of both. So firstly, it is difficult for South Africans to save. If you look at our current interest rates, if you want to buy a house and you have to take out a loan, your interest rates are here at 12, 15%. So it is a lot more difficult for South Africans to save. That is why I think it's so important to start earlier. The earlier you start, the easier it's going to be. And my first goal would be, the day you start working, you need to already think about retirement. It doesn't help you start thinking about retirement by the day you are 55, because then you almost need to save 60% of your income annually just towards retirement. Whereas if you start early, you can save 15% of your annual income.
Yes, that's a continuing theme when I speak to you and your colleagues at Brenthurst Wealth, as start early. But you give us a few points as well here. And your first point is, set your destination, set your goals. You go on to say, just as you need to decide where you want to go before planning a trip, you need to set clear financial goals. And again, you're using the fun bit, but with a more serious side. So how do you set your goals?
So that is quite easy. The first thing you would need to do is you have to figure out how much is in your budget, how much is available in your budget to save. And then from there, create, like you create your holiday itinerary, create a game plan to say, okay, in the next 5 years, I want to plan a trip to Europe in July when it's nice and sunny.
Yeah, right. I'm looking out my window now, Maria, but anyway, I know what you're trying to say. Go on.
And then you need a medium-term game plan. That is for if you want to buy a house or if you want to send your kids to university. And then your long-term game plan is 10 years plus. That's your retirement money. So that money you do not want to touch. You want to leave it there to grow as much as possible.
Yeah, you talk about the itinerary and everyone enthusiastically sits down and says, right, we're going to go here. Once we land, we're going to go to the hotel and then we're going to plan these day trips, etc. But it's exactly the same with your retirement. So if you could just use a holiday as a blueprint for the discipline that you need for retirement, that's a good thing. And then you say that, point number two, create an itinerary. And you've already spoken about that. What about number three, budget your trip? And in brackets, you say, quantify each goal. What do you mean by quantifying each goal, Maria?
That to quantify a goal, it will always be good to go sit with a financial advisor and physically say, okay, so my income is, let's say, R1 million a year. At retirement, I would like to have 75% of that. So how much would I need at retirement to get to my goal? So that is where we come in with our calculations, going and including inflation in that calculation and working out more or less how much you need by the time you retire and bringing it back to how much you need to save to get to that goal. So to budget for your trip, I think it's important to go see a financial advisor, no matter which part of your journey you are in, so that we can help you budget for your trip to retirement.
Yes, you say budget your trip, quantify each goal we've just discussed. But goals are different, quite difficult animals to control, I think, because some people will set their sights very low and other people will be so enthusiastic and say, right, my goal is this, this and this. When people sit down with you, do you say to them, okay, that's a good goal, but unfortunately we've got to temper your enthusiasm and you shouldn't be too ambitious? Do you often have to have that conversation?
Yes, we have that conversation quite often, and I must say it's one of the worst conversations to have, because most of the time the people who sit in front of us are at the age of 55, where they have maybe 10 years still left till retirement, and we have to tell them, the way you are saving now, you are not going to reach your goal.
Ouch.
And then to reevaluate your goals to ensure that you get to that final sum of how much you need. And then in between all of this, stuff can happen, like markets can crash or you have a big tax bill that you have to pay. So you have to, like I said at point four, pack accordingly. So you have to put all your risks. If you invest for retirement, your goals are long-term. So you need to have a bit of risk tolerance to tolerate those times where the weather isn't fair on holiday. You have to budget for times when the market is down. So have a realistic goal of, say, let's get 10% per year or 12% per year. Some years you're going to get 20%. Other years you might get -3%. And that is why you need to start as soon as you start working to plan for retirement, because you never know what's going to happen in the short term.
And that was point number four. You answered that for me. Point number five that you make says the following: choose the mode of transport. And again, in brackets, choose investment vehicles. Terribly, terribly important, because investment vehicles, there's so many of them, Maria, and they can be very confusing.
Yes, very confusing. And most of the time, people say they are an aggressive investor, and then as soon as markets are down, everybody is a short-term, low-volatility investor. So you need to choose your goal, choose your vehicle. So if your goal is to just save for the holiday I'm going to have in 2025, you're going to use a short-term vehicle. So you're going to use money market or fixed deposits or a bond. And if your goal is to save for retirement, historically, it has been proven that equities is the best vehicle to put your money in for a long-term investment. So you are not going to put your 2025 holiday funds into an equity portfolio, because there is a lot that's going to happen in this year that can make your goal not reachable if markets go down. Whereas if you put it in a bond, you might get a 9% growth, and you can get access to your money in a year's time. Your equities, where you have a long-term goal, yes, they might go down in a year, but your goal is a 40-year term. So they will have time to recover again and grow more.
Point number six, book in advance. Automate investments. And again, I don't understand that. I understand the analogy with the holiday, booking in advance, because then you secure your seat and you... You know, you get probably a better price, but what does automate investments mean?
Booking in advance simply means instead of, I think, especially us that receive commission, we always think, okay, now I'm going to save this much as soon as I get that big paycheck. Instead of that, say, I'm going to set up a debit order of 1,000 rand every month to go off. And if I have extra, I'll put in more. But just automating that investment, instead of every month deciding how much you are going to invest, let that debit order go off before you start spending. So pay yourself before you start spending your money.
Right. You go on to say in your summary, proper holiday planning should help you avoid unexpected costs, and so can proper financial planning. Just as a well-planned trip ensures a smooth journey, goal-based investing gives you a structured and effective approach to achieving your financial dreams. It's a great analogy. It's a really clever article you've written here, Maria. But just sort of summarize what we've just said, goal-based investing. That's, I think, the key point. That's the core of this argument.
Yes, and I think it's important that the day the listeners go and sit in front of an advisor or go and decide how they are going to invest, they need to have a game plan for each step of the way. So they need to know that, okay, my short-term goals, I'm going to invest it in a certain vehicle that I won't expect it to do 40-50% in a year's time, but I know I'm not going to lose any money in the short term. And if you put money into a long-term investment, not to panic when markets are down, but to remember your goals for each investment and then to move according to that.
Just one final point I want to make, and this is all to do with the psychology of investing and the psychology of the people that you sit in front of every single day of your working life, Maria, is do you prefer someone to come in with low expectations, low goals, or someone who comes in with high expectations and seemingly unattainable goals? Do you prefer to bring someone down or boost somebody up?
I must say, unfortunately, most of the people we see at retirement now, like the article says, only 6% of people are actually at a space where they can retire. So unfortunately, most of the time we have to bring people down. But it's always nice to see a young couple. My window is right next to the parking, so I see people, the clients parking before they walk into the office. And I can guarantee you, if someone parks with a very big flashy car, I know I'm not going to have a nice conversation with them, because at the end of the day, they're using more of their finances for cars and expensive things instead of saving.
You're a financial psychologist, Maria. Thank you very much. It was an interesting chat. Maria Smit is from Brenthurst Wealth in Pretoria, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.